Hello, Jenny.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Hey, I think at this point, most people in the group are heading toward 12K, right?
Yes.
Okay, so 12K should really be very, very achievable. I'm hoping by the end of this week for some, if not most of you, worst case, beginning of next week. Because as you build momentum and as you get your promoters active, it just starts to roll forward. And, of course, if you never stop getting customers and promoters, it rolls forward even more. But now that we're becoming, I'll even say, seasoned, now that we've done this more than a few times, we've spoken to enough people, we're kind of getting in the groove, there is something that I want to talk about, and that's autoship. And I think that because some of us have been in other companies, we've run into this obstacle where people go, I don't want to be on autoship. And by the way, I understand it. You know, even if you go on Amazon and you order a supplement, they give you a choice where you can get it for $12.16, one-time purchase, or $11.92 if you get on autoship. So everyone's trying to get you on autoship, and I think people have their guard up. The flip side of it is when you find a product that you really like, what most people will do is wait until they run out, and then they order it again, and then there's a lag time of 4 or 5 days. So because people are loving this Thrive product, we want them on autoship. At first, when we enrolled people, because we were sensitive to it, we told people, we're going to get you on autoship because you get the better price, which is true, but you can go in there anytime and cancel the autoship. That's a good strategy to reduce that apprehension and get people signed up. But here's where it comes back and bites you. When it comes to August 1st, everybody's at zero. See, everybody here came on in June, and we had the benefit of June's revenue rolling into July. So if you get to 12K, I'll say when you get to 12K, it feels good. The trick is once you get to 12K or 40K or beyond, you want to stay there, which means you've got to repeat that revenue. So, Jenny, I'm going to ask you, once you got to 12K, was it a given that you stayed at 12K?
Yeah, I've never lost rank in any of my ranks, correct.
Okay. So what's vitally important for that to happen is that the people who like the product, which should be almost everybody, if not everybody, get on autoship. So while at first we might have told people to go cancel it, now, A, we have to stop doing that. We just have to tell people, yes, you can go in and cancel it any time, but leave it alone for now. If you love the product, you're going to just stay on it. But B, anyone that we told to go in and cancel the autoship, we've got to now take a pulse. We have to talk to them. What do you think? And they're going to go, I love it. And we're going to go, great, go back into your back office, or you could do it with them. And let's get you back on autoship so your next month's supply shows up on the same time at the same price. And that way, it all rolls forward into next month. So the message.
Yes, and this is a good opportunity. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say the message that I wanted to get across today is all of your customers who love the product, which again should be most if not all of your customers, should remain active, and sometimes a 4-day lapse is enough for them to feel like, I blew it, I'll get it next month. We don't want that. We want consistency. We want momentum. Selfishly, we want the revenue, but ultimately we want happy customers. So go ahead with that, Jenny. You were going to say.
Yeah, I was going to say, when they go into their customer account, they just hit on a little button that says manage autoship. And if they paused it, it'll be a button that says unpause. If they deleted it, they're just going to want to do edit auto ship and then add the items back in. Now, there's 3 times of the month that the auto ships process with the company. That's the 5th, the 15th, and the 25th. So while you're doing this with your customers, you know, everybody's been on it for a couple of weeks, make sure that you set the auto ship date accordingly because you do not want a lapse in product, as Phil was saying. So, you know, choose whatever the next date is. It'll let you choose that, and it'll keep it on that unless they change it. So that would be my recommendation for that. This is also a great time, Phil, to start talking to them about getting their product for free. Once my customers have been on the product for a couple of weeks, that's when I start asking them for their 2 referrals. So if you're going to be reaching out to them to check with them on their auto ship, this is the time to say, and by the way, since you're loving this, would you like your sister to try it or your neighbor to try it? Can you get me their information? I can send them samples, or I will get someone on the phone to talk to them. That would be your next step in trying to help your customers. You want your customer base to continue to grow forward, and that's how you're going to do that.
And this is so simple. You just ask them to refer to customers, and from that point on, they get their product for free as long as those customers stay active, right?
Yes, that's correct. And here's the thing. Any orders that go in, we get our credit. So whether customer or promoter, the credit for product come in on the second of every month. So those credits come from the orders in the previous month, and then they go into our account on the second. So if you're a customer, if you're on the phone with them now, we still have, what, a good week and a half of the month left. So essentially, if their auto ship, I don't know when they're going to run out of product, but what I'm saying is if their auto ship wouldn't be till the 5th, they could essentially get that next order for free. Does that make sense? But regardless, if even if they have to pay for one more this month, next month it would be free with those two new orders placed.
Great.
Okay, can you repeat that? I didn't get it.
Yeah. Which part, Tony? Just how they get it for free, the dates?
Exactly. So you're saying I have a customer, they're enjoying it, you wanna influence them to see about having them get it for free.
Yes, you do. So just like Phil and I were discussing this last week, you know how we have that very simple duplication system on our promoter side. Well, we also have a very simple duplication system on the customer side, and that is refer to get your product free for any customer. And so when two customers come in and order the three products, you essentially get about $175, $180 in credit from the company that will go into your customer account, just like how we have them in our promoter account, but it's going to look a little different in the customer screen.
Okay.
And so what they can do is on the second or after the second when those credits are sitting in there, and you never lose your credits, by the way. The credits will always just roll over into the next month. So if they forget to use them or something, the credits never go away. That's for us as well as promoters. They would just go in, Tony, and do you remember when we had that $25 of credits in the checkout screen and we hit enable credits?
Yes.
With a lot of our initial orders? So it would look the same. When they get to their final checkout screen, it would say, you have $180 of credits. Would you like to use them? And essentially, all they'll end up paying for is whatever the difference is, which is minimal, plus shipping. Credit never covers shipping. It only covers the product. Does that make sense?
Right. Makes sense.
Okay. Now, to sign up a customer under a customer, Phil, do you want me to just quickly touch on that? So if they are referring customers, they know how to do that?
Let me share the simple way I discovered, and you tell me if it's as simple as I think, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you go into your, not your cloud office, but your customer account, and you look at your info, there's a link there that says your referral site. And
mm-hmm.
I believe, is it your name, .lavelle.com?
Mm-hmm. It is.
Okay.
That would be your referral site, yes.
Yeah. So you go to that site, and you simply sign them up just like you would anybody else. And it will default when it will say this customer is referred by, it will say you, even if you're not a promoter. And then you're going to get the credits. Am I correct? Just tell me if I am, and then you can say it in clearer terms.
Yeah, you just want to make sure it's the customer's referral site that you're using to sign up their
right.
customers, not your promoter site.
Correct.
All
right.
That's
right.
Correct,
so,
yes.
Okay, so I have to go into the customer site then, you're saying?
Yeah, what you would do is, like, do you remember when you sent them their link for them to do their order? That's the link that they would go to. And on the left-hand side is where they had the option to log in as a customer. But if you remember, on the right-hand side was all those little flags. And so they don't want to log in, okay? But on the top, it's going to have their name at lavelle.com, okay? And then they're going to hit the United States flag, just like how we, you know, enrolled them originally. But what it will say is it'll say, say it's you, Tony. You're the customer. It would say referred by Tony Avalez, and then they just create their customer account just how we did. And now that customer will go under their customer account to count towards their free product. But now that customer is also a new customer for you as well.
Right. Okay. In a sense, there are only two real differences between a promoter and a customer. One is the back office, which the promoter gets the cloud office, and the customer, of course, doesn't. And the second is the promoter gets paid money, and the customer gets paid credit. So, you know, once you do it, it's really the same process. You're just doing it from the customer's login page.
Exactly. That's correct. Yes. And then their credits come in on the second. So if you want to tell them that. And they can even set it up where the credits are automatically enabled. So if they have their auto ship on and their credits are enabled, it will all just take care of itself. So they never even have to go in and do anything unless they want to change something on their auto ship.
This is really good timing because I think it gives us an opportunity because we can now all comfortably call our customers, see how they're doing because they've been using it now for a week or two, and say, okay, now I have great news, a few things. One is you can get the product free. Would you like to? I don't think anybody's going to say no.
No.
So you go, okay, here's how that works. First of all, let's get you set up so you get your next shipment. So we're going to get you back on the auto ship. And then if you refer two people, any two people who buy the product, you get your product for free. So I think it's a reason to call, and it's good news, and it's also something that we can do literally with them on the phone is just get their auto ship back on. And then we're multiplying our customer base by getting our customers to refer people without them being promoters. And then what we hope happens is after they refer people, they go, this is easy. How do I make money? Okay, now you hit your promoter button. So it really is genius, and it really is simple. And, Jenny, I appreciate and like the way we learned this in steps because it could have been overwhelming, but this is perfect timing for us to do this. So I said we keep this short so people have time to listen to the recording. So I just want to make sure. The message is this. Get your customers on auto ship because we want to make sure that we have continuity and give them the opportunity to get their product for free. Right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Anything else you want to add?
Nope. Sounds good.
Okay. Good. So we'll talk on our next call. Okay?
Great.
Go make money, everybody. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye.